This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The brother of rescued hostage Quad Farhan Al-Qadi was reunited with him on Tuesday. He told reporters, "Thanks to the people who prayed for us, that spoke to the whole world, to all the good people in the world." The 52-year-old is one of 8 hostages to be rescued alive and was the first to be rescued from underground, according to the Israeli military. Al-Qadi was one of 8 members of Israel's Arab Bedouin minority abducted on October 7th. He was working as a guard at a packing factory in one of several farming communities that came under attack. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky revealed on Tuesday he has a plan he wants to present to U.S. President Joe Biden, which he believes will end the war with Russia, Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
There was no indication of what the next steps would be, but he said he was hoping to attend the UN General Assembly in New York in September and that he was preparing to meet Biden. The comments come as several people are dead and multiple injured after Russia continued major missile and drone attacks across Ukraine regions for a second day, officials said on Tuesday, a day after Russia pummeled Ukrainian energy infrastructure with more than 200 missiles and drones on Monday. In its biggest air attack of the war. While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Russia fired dozens of missiles and drones across Ukraine for a second day, but Ukraine's president says some were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets before they reached their targets. It's the apparent first use by Ukraine of the F-16s to shoot down a missile. This is VOA News. A separatist group on Tuesday claimed responsibility for the deadliest day in recent history in southwestern Pakistan's Baluchistan and threatens more a day after multiple attacks killed more than 50 people, mostly civilians, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pakistan's prime minister has declared that there will be no peace talks with the Balochistan Liberation Army insurgents, who also have targeted Chinese-funded projects there. The attacks indicate that the BLA, which has targeted security forces for years in small-scale attacks and is allied with the Pakistani Taliban, is now much more organized. But the Interior Minister says there's no need for a large-scale operation against them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in India on Tuesday fired tear gas and used water cannons to disperse thousands of protesters demanding the resignation of a top elected official in the country's east, accusing her of mishandling an investigation into a rape and killing of a resident doctor earlier this month. The August 9th killing of the 31-year-old physician while on duty at a Calcutta city hospital triggered protests across India. The protesters say the assault highlights the vulnerability of healthcare workers. The family of the victim alleged it was a case of gang rape and that more attackers were involved. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was hit with a new 36-page indictment on Tuesday related to his effort to overturn his 2020 election defeat, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The new indictment was obtained by U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team after narrowing their approach to the election subversion case, following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that former presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution. The revised indictment lays out the same 4 charges it brought against Trump last year, but it focuses on his role as a political candidate seeking re-election, rather than as the president at the time. The new reworked indictment no longer includes allegations that Trump sought to pressure the U.S. Justice Department in his bid to overturn the election. Dropping those allegations appeared to be an effort to keep the prosecution alive after the Supreme Court found on July 1st that Trump could not be prosecuted for that conduct.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. South Africa has active investigations into alleged corruption totaling more than $7 billion at some of its top state-owned companies, according to a report submitted to a parliamentary committee on Tuesday by the National Anti-Graft Unit. There are also nearly 40 other ongoing investigations into alleged corruption involving different state-run businesses and national and provincial government departments worth billions more dollars. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.